with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Despite liberal members of the media cooking up all sorts of ailments, President Trump says his health is just fine.
The 79-year-old president told the Wall Street Journal he had a CT scan during an October examination. He had said it was an MRI.
What part of your body was the MRI looking at?
I have no idea.
The president said he regretted undergoing the advanced imaging on his heart and abdomen during the visit because it raised public questions about his health. His physician said in a memo the White House released in December he had advanced imaging as a preventative screening. The president told the Journal nothing's wrong. He also denied he has fallen asleep during White House meetings when cameras have caught him with his eyes closed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Protests in Iran over the economy turning deadly. Here's correspondent Lisa Dwyer with that story.
The protests began due to economic pressures, with Iran's currency rapidly depreciating, with one U.S. dollar now costing roughly 1.4 million riyals. The most intense violence appeared to strike in an area southwest of Tehran. There are online videos reporting to show objects in the street ablaze and gunfire echoing as people shouted "shameless." The demonstrations are the largest since 2022. Iran's government media has not reported on the violence in some areas. Reports from other media sources has been sparse. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In the meantime, seven people now have been killed, dozens injured in the violence involving those demonstrations. Russian officials say a Ukrainian attack has killed 24 people in a Russian-occupied village in Ukraine's Kherson region, as tensions between the two nations continue to spike, that despite efforts by diplomats from the United States and Ukraine to bring about peace. This is SRN News. Some new insights on marriage from the Barna Group.
The Christian Research Organization has been doing some polling and reports that self-described Christians experience divorce just as frequently as the general U.S. population. However, believers are a lot more likely than non-believers to try again. 58% of Christians who have experienced divorce are remarried. Barna also reports that 42% of self-described Christians say they think living together before marriage is a good idea. Michael Harrington reporting.
Authorities in Israel preparing for a potential surge in Jewish immigration. Anti-Semitism on the rise all around the world, including Western nations long thought to be a refuge for those of the Jewish faith. Several agencies of the Israeli government held an exercise recently that simulated a massive wave of Jewish immigration that would take place over a short period of time. This is SRN News. Well, 2026 marks the end of an era at Berkshire Hathaway. Legendary investor Warren Buffett has retired as CEO of the company. He, of course, was key in building it all. Rich Thomason reports.
Although Buffett does remain chairman of the board and will continue heading into the office every day, the man known as the Oracle of Omaha sums up his investment strategy this way: be fearful when others are greedy, and greedy when others are fearful. He also advises employees to make sure they'd be comfortable with anything they do, being reported the next day on the front page of their local newspaper and presumably on the Internet. Rich Thomason reporting.
President Trump signing a New Year's Eve proclamation delaying increased tariffs on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities for 1 year, citing ongoing trade talks. The reason. More details at srnnews.com.